My next guest of the afternoon is on the line. He's Jordy Sank. He is a film director, and we are going to be looking into the issue of streaming platforms and asking the question, are they killing the cinema industry? Jordy, thank you for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me, Simon. Great to be here.
Jordy, so as a filmmaker, I mean, you're really well positioned to comment on this issue. How do you personally see the rise of streaming platforms? Do you see them as a threat? Was an opportunity?
I think a little bit of both. I think, you know, one thing just to say about film is that it's always, you know, it's always ever changing. You know, it went from the silent film era to the talkies. It went from black and white to, you know, the different kind of color spaces. You know, even DVDs and VHS and Laserdisc to, you know, more to like streaming content online. So, you know, it's an ever-changing industry. So I do think that the streamers, they've unlocked a massive opportunity, but, you know, they've kind of threatened the old way and disrupted the old way of thinking about getting content.
So the pandemic came along, and that turbocharged streaming through the stratosphere. And I'm just wondering, in your opinion, do you think that cinemas have recovered, or are they still struggling to find their place?
So I think, yeah, in South Africa, cinemas are really on the back foot. They're still trying to figure out how to bring back the loyal audiences, whereas in some other countries like France, which has a very, very loyal cinema-going culture, they're almost back to pre-COVID. It's not as good, but they're almost back to pre-COVID numbers. So, yeah, I think cinemas are, you know, besides for the kind of tentpole films, such as the superhero films and the very high-octane action franchises, you know, I think around the world, people are still battling to bring their audiences in, especially in South Africa, where we need to still cultivate that cinema-going audience, and people are finding it much easier staying at home and streaming.
You know, there's something about doing things communally that gives one a great comfort and feeling part of a group, and there's some strength in that. I get that. I don't know if it's post-COVID or what, but I find going to a movie theater these days just a trial by ordeal. If somebody isn't chewing popcorn and buying a very large popcorn at that, then they're coughing. It has just become, as I said, trial by endurance rather than a pleasurable experience. And I'm just wondering, personally, whether streaming hasn't just killed the movie experience for me, and whether there aren't many others like me, or if I've just become a grumpy old man.
I think, you know, I think most people are like you, because if you had to go on the street now and almost do a census and ask people, when's the last time you stepped foot into a cinema, I think most people would respond that they haven't been to the cinema this year. I think that is you are really most certainly the norm. But I think from my side as a filmmaker, and the reason that I love going into a cinema whenever I get the opportunity, is I just don't think you can match the experience of, you know, obviously there's the technical brilliance of being there and hearing the full surround sound, and, you know, seeing the massive picture the way that the filmmaker intended for it to be viewed. And then I've also had some really amazing experiences in the past with fully packed out cinemas, particularly at film festivals, where I almost couldn't imagine watching that film without the audience there cheering or laughing or crying. You know, I think by us individually streaming and watching on our own, we do kind of lose that community. It's almost like going to theater. Like, you know, there is that community sensibility that I think we really, really lose. And what I love, that's the main reason that I love going to the cinema with a bunch of people.
You're making a lot of sense to me, and I get that. Apropos nothing, I'm not connected to anything we're discussing this afternoon. It just sort of makes me think of all these people I know suddenly who are watching things on double speed. And I'm just thinking, has our concentration been so affected by Instagram and Facebook and social media that our ability to concentrate is just so limited that we're even having to watch things on double speed to make up for perceived lost time?
Yeah, it's a very interesting point you raise because with the streamers, a lot of their programming that they've told the filmmakers and people behind the hit shows is that they mustn't make their shows overly complicated, because what they've worked out is that when people at home are watching, they're not just watching the TV or the laptop. They call it double screen viewership. They're scrolling on Instagram or, looking at their
No.
Facebook feed while they're busy watching the show. So intentionally, filmmakers and showrunners have been told to dumb down
Dumb
the
it
show so that
down.
audiences don't lose track of the storyline. So you're
That
spot
is
on.
just crazy. That is crazy. So engineered dumbing down in order to allow you to make coffee and read papers whilst watching the movie all at the same time. That is just astounding what you're telling me this afternoon. So from your perspective, from a director's perspective, is there a difference if you're creating for a streaming platform as opposed to a movie house?
I think yeah, I think there's most definitely a difference. Just because, you're catering to people on there's a very big technical difference because you have to cater for people who are watching things on their phone, their laptop, and their TV when it comes to streaming, whereas opposed to knowing something's just going to have a cinema release or gone to TV, that technically they're both very, very different. But as I've said, people are very prescriptive. In the streaming platforms of the type of content that they're looking for. So yeah, I think there's a massive difference in the way that you as a filmmaker have to actually bake the content that gets served to the public.
Blown away. That is just so interesting. Never expected that. Do you think that younger audiences, ones who are growing up today with Netflix and Disney Plus and the like, that they're going to perceive cinema differently from the way we did or my generation did?
Yeah, 100%. I think they most definitely will. And as I said at the beginning, I think the industry is ever changing. And what you're even seeing now, which has gained a lot of popularity with the youth internationally, is that they have these mini, almost like these mini series that people are watching on their phone, and it's they've been made to almost match the kind of content that's on Instagram. But it's basically like watching a soapy, but like 5-minute soapy episodes on the various little streaming platforms that they've created specifically for these things. And the young people are eating it up because, as you said earlier, the attention span, rather than watching like a 50-minute program, they'd rather watch like 100 little mini episodes of something. So, yeah, I think for any of these younger people growing up around the world, I just hope that they do get the experiences that put into a cinema and to experience what it is like.
My producer tells me, I don't know if this is true or not, but my producer tells me that box office numbers have dropped for many mid-budget films. Do you think that streaming is responsible for that, or are there deeper industry issues at play?
No, I think it's particularly due to streaming. I can tell you that we had an Afrikaans film that we produced this year, and when it came out in May, it was the highest. It broke the box office hit for an Afrikaans film in theaters post COVID, and even though we broke that like record, it was only a third of what your average Afrikaans film that was coming out to cinema was hitting at the time. So yeah, the numbers across the board, specifically for local content, are down, and that is due to streaming and audiences just getting used to staying indoors and not leaving their house.
Difficult because you're fighting societal pressures here. This is not the product that you're offering, or the venue, or the facility, or the pricing, or the food, or anything. This is just different cultural appreciations. And I don't know how you address this. So kind of what innovations could cinemas adopt, if at all, to remain relevant?
I think we've been having this conversation a lot in the industry on audience building and how do we bring audiences in. And I think there's two things that I think for now that could help. And the one the cinemas here have started to catch on, and now some of the cinemas here, it used to cost, if you want to get a popcorn, a Coke, and go to a cinema, it's going to cost you a minimum of like 300 rand. But well, now what they've started doing is dramatically dropping their prices and doing combos. So for half that price, you can now see a movie and get the confectionery items as well. So I think a massive just dropping the price, because otherwise it's unaffordable to take a family to go see a movie for the average South African. So that's number one. And the second thing is, I think just, you know, due to South Africa's history, you know, a lot of younger people who were born in the townships or low-income areas, you know, they might have had a little bioscope or someone putting up a curtain and showing a film in the area, but they have never been exposed to a real cinema experience. So I think on that, something that we've been speaking to various people about is, how do we, you know, educate a very, very young demographic on what cinema is and why it's incredible, and building a community around cinema so that, you know, we kind of, in future years, there is that rich culture and you reap the benefits later on.
Jordy, final question for you this afternoon. If you were to convince someone who only streams movies to go back into a cinema, what's your pitch?
So my pitch is, it's a tough one, but I think my pitch is just having, especially the film that we released is a comedy film, and, you know, having someone alongside you laughing and crying and having this shared experience, you know, that for me is the draw card to cinema. You know, many people will remember the first time, I guess, you know, in the time of bioscopes in South Africa, that a family member brought you to cinema. And it wasn't just about watching an amazing film that captivated you and really hit you emotionally. It was also just the shared communal experience of going on a journey with other people. So for me, that is the thing that streaming lacks, and the reason that everyone here should plan a trip to a nearby cinema as soon as they possibly can.
Jordy Sank, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thanks for your time.